From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has accused Fethullah Gulen, a Muslim cleric now living in the U.S. state of Pennsylvania, of orchestrating Friday night's failed coup, and he is demanding that Gulen be extradited. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says proper extradition procedures would be followed. Since the coup, more than 6,000 people have been detained, and former U.S. Ambassador to NATO Kurt Volker tells VOA this concerns him.
What I'm very concerned about is that Erdogan, who had already shown some very strong anti-democratic tendencies before this coup, will use the coup plot and the attempt of the generals to take power as a justification for cracking down in society even more. And I think we may see a more restrictive environment in Turkey, less press freedom, less political openness, even than we were seeing before the coup itself started.
Also, we should note thousands on Sunday attended funerals for those who were killed during the attempted coup, some 300 people dead. The latest violence in South Sudan is expected to be high on the agenda of this week's African Union Summit in the Rwandan capital, Kigali. Chadian President Idriss Deby says the recent violence in which some 300 people were killed is a reminder of the need to adapt to AU to the reality of the time that we live in, he said. The organization is incapable of dealing with the many crises facing the African continent. Shaky ceasefire appears to be holding in the South Sudanese capital of Juba. This is VOA News. The process